Let's get started now on the Wintrust Business Lunch with Terry Savage from terrysavage.com. Hi, Terry.
Hello, John. Lots to talk about today.
Market's up a little bit. I guess they're betting that this thing's going to be resolved, huh?
You know, the stock market wiggles around. I mean, 400 points is really relatively small in percentage terms. But here's what I watched. A week ago when we talked, gold was over $2,030 an ounce. That's kind of a global benchmark about the dollar. And today, gold is trading at $1,987 an ounce, down about $50 an ounce from its highs. And I think that's what's saying is that the whole global financial markets are heaving a little bit of a sigh of relief.
That's good news. Any other good news for us today?
Well, the end of the world didn't come as I forecast it would not come.
Yeah,
and
that's
it is
right.
Not going to come.
Yeah.
And saner minds have, you know, remember we talked about even the idiots on both extremes in Congress, and they are, that grown-ups would prevail.
Yeah.
The grown-ups are in the room now. You have not seen, or maybe I don't read the right stuff, but you haven't seen the headlines from either the extreme left or the extreme right. I guess maybe I don't read all the right things to see that, but they have not been making headlines. Somebody's finally told them to shut up. This is bigger than they are.
I noticed the absence of that myself in the last couple of days. And without mentioning names, I thought, wow, I haven't heard that person saying something ridiculous and upsetting about how they're going to hold the line on spending.
This, that, or the other. Right, exactly.
Yeah. TerrySavage.com. Lots of text questions for you, Terry. What else do you want to say?
Well, let's talk a little bit about this Social Security horror stories project of mine. It's become, it's growing. It's growing nationally, actually. Some very important people are now getting interested in the story of how Social Security carries on its balance sheet $8.6 billion of what it calls receivables, money it, quote, expects to get back from having made overpayments to Social Security recipients and disability recipients.
I didn't know that happened at all. I didn't know they overpaid anybody on anything.
And maybe they're underpaying you when you start collecting. The thing is, Social Security has been treated as this, oh, wonderful beneficiary we paid in, and now we're going to get checks all our lives, and they'll be indexed for inflation, and oh, wonderful Social Security. Now we find that one by one, all these seniors are writing in, and some young people too, I'll tell you how they've gotten clawed back, telling horror stories of the inability to get through to Social Security. However, receiving letters, you owe $88,120, and we're going to stop sending you checks. But what? But you calculated my benefit. I mean, I wasn't stealing from Social Security. I called you and said, hey, I'm retiring. Here's my Social Security number. What do I get? I also had a teacher's pension, maybe. I know there's an offset. You miscalculated, and now 14 years later, you want $72,000, $136,000 back? What about my Medicare? Oh, you'll have to pay for that. I mean, most people have their Medicare premiums deducted from their Social Security check. And these are older people with no resources, already retired by the time they find out, for the most part. Some are young people whose parents received disability benefits on their behalf. They were 4 years old. Now they're 20-something, and they get a letter from Social Security. Your mom wasn't entitled to those checks we sent her 20 years ago. Pay back $25,000. And nobody can get through to them. So, in fact, when I got the first story and wrote the first column 2 months ago about a woman in this situation, I did call. And I didn't get responses. I didn't get responses. Finally, I said, I'm going with this column. I'm on air today. Well, I only want to know, I said, how many people are you clawing back from? I didn't know it was a big problem. What are the numbers here? And we can't give you that information. Oh, you'll have to look in our annual report. And as I've told you before, I know how to read a balance sheet. When I found that line under the assets category, money we expect to get back, $8.6 billion, quote, consisting mainly of overpayments to beneficiaries of Social Security and SSDI, I realized this was huge. So I posted another column. I'm working with economist Larry Kotlikoff. His website, MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. But he's very well connected in Washington, and now we're getting some traction. We are still searching for these horror stories. I mean, there are many horror stories in the world. These are overpayment clawbacks where you get a letter years later. We made a mistake at Social Security, but you're going to have to pay, and we're going to stop sending you checks.
You know, Terry, if I got a letter like that, I would think it was bogus. I would think it would be a scam. You know,
well, people are horrified.
Sounds crazy. And let's just pause here, but I'll read from your column. You said, we have a simple solution in mind. If Social Security doesn't discover its own mistake within 18 months, Congress should direct them to eat the loss, period. Amen to that, girl.
That's what we're trying to get to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you wonder sometimes these bureaucracies, ultimately you do think there are human beings out there. How can they think this is fair or reasonable that a young person with not much money or power, or as you said, an older person who's retired, has the means to suddenly cough up $88,000? That's nuts.
But it's happening. It's happening. And these people feel alone. So this, my column goes national, and that bringing wow. in more stories. But we're hoping to make this viral. And we know that we can bring this to the attention of Congress, because it doesn't require. I mean, Social Security's got its own set of macro problems. But this ought to be something that Congress people on both sides of the aisle could rally around. Don't tyrannize old people with your faceless bureaucratic power.
Terry at terrysavage.com. You can write to her, terry@terrysavage.com, and tell her your story. terry@terrysavage.com. All right, Terry, let's do this. It's 12:25 on WGN. Let's pause. Then we'll take questions and calls, texts and calls. If you've got comments or something you want Terry to help you with. Hey, John Williams, what is the tax rate on Social Security? Please ask Terry if she thinks Social Security Fairness Act will pass this year. That and more coming up on WGN.
You can't predict the future,
but you can prepare.
How?
Midwest Coalition of Labor and Voya offer critical illness insurance to members. It provides a benefit when you're diagnosed with a covered illness or condition, like a heart attack. Spend it however you want, too.
Prepare for life's what-ifs. For costs and details, visit go.voya.com/MCL2023. Critical illness insurance is underwritten by ReliaStar Life Insurance Company, Minneapolis, Minnesota, a member of the Voya family of companies.
That old car is worth money. Visit VictoryAutoWreckers.com for an instant quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory buys vehicles every day, including nights and weekends, and you'll get cash on the spot. Go to VictoryAutoWreckers.com for more information, or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Go to VictoryAutoWreckers.com to search their inventory. Victory Auto Wreckers.
VictoryAutoWreckers.com.
American Weathermakers.
When we install a high-efficiency heating and cooling system in your home,
you can qualify for tax credits, rebates, and discounts over $4,000.
For more information, call us today or visit AmericanWeathermakers.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois Department of Human Services.
When you're betting and find yourself constantly thinking about gambling, and you are losing more money than you have, are you really winning?
If you're spending too much time playing slots, or you can't stop betting on sports,
and you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, maybe lying, hiding your habit, and losing more than you can afford to lose,
you are not alone. And Way Back In, a gambling addiction treatment center, is here to help.
When your betting has gotten out of hand, call 1-833-DON'T. Bet.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
12:28. You know, I got a couple minutes here, Terry, before we do news at 12:30. Can we just take a couple of questions for
sure.
you?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Terry Savage, the Social Security Administration. Oh, never mind. That's just a comment. Has the right to be right. I don't know what that means. But this said, hey, John, can you tell Terry that I collected Social Security at 62 and I continued working and I love it. I love it. That was the question I was looking for. Where was it?
Yeah, well, you got a bit of a penalty, which will ultimately come back to you. It's a complicated formula. I'm tired of telling people to wait.
I know. Here it is. Question for Terry. I'm 60 years old. I'm working until 63. I checked my Social Security account online and noticed my employer underreported my earnings by $30,000 each year for 3 years straight. Is there any way I can get help with that?
Oh, sure. I hope your employer... Oh, yes, absolutely. You can go immediately back to your employer and file a letter in writing and saying you will hire a lawyer if he doesn't correct that report. That's very hard to believe because you have your 1099s or W-2 forms and your tax forms from those years. And, I mean, that's something you need to get straightened out right away because it'll impact your benefits.
So rather than tracking down somebody at SS, just your employer.
No. This is between you and your employer, and your employer has huge liability for misreporting income to Social Security. So if you work for a large business, I don't think that could happen. That's all computerized. But if it was a small business, mm-hmm. you better talk to the CPA for that business or the president of the company should be checking back with the CPA because there's a huge fine for underreporting Social Security.
And what's the short answer to this,
and underpaying
Terry?
It,
what
by
is
the way.
Tax rate? What is the tax rate on Social Security?
Give me 5 minutes. First of all, up to 85% of your Social Security benefits could be taxable. But you have to have something called a combined income. That's not you and your spouse as an individual, which is your adjusted gross income plus half of your Social Security benefits equal what is called your combined benefits and your combined income. And if you have that combined income as an individual and you have between $25,000 and $34,000, you could pay income tax up to half of your benefits, and over $30,000, this combined income, which is, again, everything else pretty much,
yep.
plus half your benefits,
right.
over $34,000, you're up to 85% of your Social Security benefits could be taxable. For joint returns, $32,000 is where you start to pay 50% and $44,000 on a joint return, up to 85%.
Okay.
So, yeah, go see an accountant. And by the way, think about that when you cash in savings bonds. The impact on whether your Social Security benefits will be taxable.
Oh, yeah.
The timing for stuff like that, including IRA withdrawals, this is where you need some tax advice.
You told us how to calculate your Social Security or your income if you're receiving Social Security. But whatever that number is, then it would be taxed at whatever the...
At your marginal tax bracket depending
yes.
on whether you're individual or joint filer.
Got
right.
it. Got it. I was
but
under
a
the
portion
impression.
Of your benefits
yes.
is taxable depending on this kind of weird calculation of income.
I understand that now. I thought that Social Security income was counted as regular income, but you said they only tax half of it. Or
they calculate half of it
really?
For determining if your benefit is taxable at your marginal rate.
I see.
And
I see.
It could be, and not all of your benefit might be taxable. Half of it might be, because it's got its own schedule, or 85% of it. You know, when Social Security started, this was, you were making FICA, Federal Insurance Contributions Act. Oh, well, contribution to mine, not yours, if you're 12 or
yeah,
17
no kidding.
Or 29.
Hey, John Williams, can you ask Terry the following question? What is the best way to get my college student to begin building credit? Is there any news on student loan forgiveness also?
Okay, credit, this is a great thing right now. Go to creditcards.com or bankrate.com, and they have secured cards for college students. So you can search for college students or starting credit, or just look under secured cards. Put $1,000 in a deposit in a savings account, so to speak, at a bank that issues a regular Visa or MasterCard. That's your child's credit limit. He or she should charge every month. Pay off on time in full every month. Do that for less than a year and they'll start getting credit card offers. But the habit is you have to build credit and those cards report it. Again, bankrate.com, creditcards.com. You want a secured card. Some of them will also show you special deals for college students.
So get a card and start using the card, even though you have the cash, and then pay the bill off in time.
On time and in full. That's how you build the credit.
Ask Terry if she thinks that the Social Security Fairness Act will pass this year.
I don't think any Social Security Act will pass this year. Oh, and let's go back to the last one.
Mm-hmm.
The silence is deafening on the student loan thing. The Supreme Court is supposed to be ruling on that, and was supposed to be. I haven't seen anything at all. The silence is absolutely deafening.
And then 60 days after that ruling, if they determine that, 60 days after the ruling, that if you have debt and it's not eliminated, you will have to start paying. So, boy, I'm speaking out of my hat here, Terry, but that's the way I remember it. So
well, there'll be, you know what, let's not even get there because we don't know.
Okay.
I'm just looking. I'm searching now. I haven't seen anything, and I still believe we're waiting on the Supreme Court to rule.
I do know that to be the case.
Yeah.
708 said, what are market-linked CDs? I've read that you can't lose your principal with these investments. Are they preferred over regular CDs?
No. Sort out what you want. You want something safe? Get a CD at a current market rate. For a year or 2 years, T-bills right now, because there's been this anxiety over a potential gap in the debt system, you can still get 5.25% on 3 and 6 month T-bills. We'll see what the auction is on Monday now that looks like they'll come up with a kind of a debt solution. So maybe they'll be down around 5%. If you want to be in the market, buy the Standard & Poor 500 Stock Index Fund, which here's the key part, includes dividends. And over the long run of the growth in the S&P 500 stock index, 40% of that is reinvested dividends. It's part of your return. And there's always a catch in these market-linked CDs. You don't think they do that to give you a present, do you? They hedge with the full market, but you're only getting a portion of the market's return because it doesn't include the dividends. So chicken money, CDs, T-bills, investment money, very low-cost index funds. It's in your 401k, or go to Vanguard or Fidelity, buy the S&P 500 index, and get the total market return, including reinvested dividends.
Does my employer tax me on my gross dollar earnings to be, or am I taxed on after my 401k deduction?
Well, your employer doesn't tax you, first of all. But your 401k contribution is a pre-tax contribution, unless they have a Roth 401k, which is after tax. But for the most part, your 401k is a deduction from your gross income. It will result in adjusted gross income, and you pay taxes on your adjusted gross income after all deductions, and your 401k is a deduction. But your employer, number one, doesn't tax you, yeah. And number two, only takes out the withholding you authorize.
Understood, but so the 401k contribution comes off, I'm not taxed on that amount, but then I pay taxes later if it's a traditional 401k, right?
Then when you take it out, when you're retired, you're going to be taxed at whatever is your marginal tax bracket. That used to be in the olden days, you know, you'd put money in, you get a tax deduction. Now, if you're all be old and learning very little in retirement, just my Social Security and my 401k, so the tax bracket will be lower, was the presumption 20, 25 years ago. Who knows what the brackets will be when you retire?
You're an advocate of a Roth where you pay it now if you think the rate is better now, right?
I think if you can get along without the tax deduction now, you should do a Roth wherever, at least some of your retirement money in an after-tax Roth IRA, where number one, all the money will come out tax-free, including the gains. Mm-hmm. And number two, you will have no required minimum distribution. That's if Congress keeps its word.
One more, Terry. Is the gold ETF GLD a good position to have in your portfolio currently?
Currently as today? Look, last week gold was at 2030. Today it's at 1987. It's in my portfolio always and for a long time, GLD. It's the ETF that represents not gold stocks, but the actual price of gold. So it's a great way to either invest in gold or to trade the price of gold, and it fluctuates. So at this time is the caveat here.
Yep.
Would I be buying it with gold at 1987 if I didn't already own so much? Yeah, I think I might.
That's Terry Savage, terrysavage.com, looking for your Social Security horror stories. You can email Terry at terrysavage.com, and we'll talk about that and some other topics next week. Sound good, Tara?
Thanks, John.
More business news. Here's Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. A state legislative proposal to subsidize a move by the Chicago Bears to Arlington Heights has been put on the back burner. The bill's sponsor says he may bring the proposal back for the General Assembly's fall session. It would freeze property taxes on the Arlington Heights property and create a sales tax sharing framework for surrounding communities. It would also impose a $3 surcharge on tickets to compensate Chicago for the loss of the team. Right now, the bill doesn't have enough support to pass. The University of Chicago will share a $150 million grant from IBM and Google for quantum computing research. The Wall Street Journal reports IBM is kicking in $100 million and Google is chipping in $50 million. Quantum computers could help solve problems that standard computers cannot. University of Chicago will share the research grant with the University of Tokyo. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
The Business of Food with Steve Alexander.
Yeah, and we're sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. I have an executive chef on the phone.
Hey, how are you, Steve? It's Marco from the Bellevue.
Marco Di Benedetto, who had his own pizza place on the northwest side before going to Gibson's for 23 years, and now is the main man at the Bellevue, which is 2 days old in the space where the iconic tavern on Rush was for more than 25 years until it shockingly closed last fall.
It's a nice, bright space, just a great update.
Is that big sidewalk seating area back?
Yeah, patio's back, nice tables, beautiful yellow awnings. Inside completely redone. We had added a nice bar to the second level. First level, we made the bar a bit smaller. Vibrant colors, beautiful, clean look. Open kitchen that you can look into and watch the chefs prepare the food.
Starting a restaurant from scratch, especially one replacing a legend, must be a little exciting and challenging.
Yeah. A little bit of both. It's a way to spread your wings and look at ingredients and how you can bring great things to make exciting foods. You know, bring what you know to a great restaurant.
Yeah, I've seen it described as elegant but approachable. Tell me about the food.
Well, we're bringing back classic Chicago staples, shrimp Dijon that was started here in Chicago, French dip sandwich, which is awesome, another Chicago staple on that side. Couple of steaks on the menu, lamb, great fish options, salmon, a walleye that people are really raving about it. Wonderful triple patty cheeseburger, goozing with cheese and flavor.
Goozing, I like that. A combination of oozing and gooey.
Yeah.
It is pricey, just like other restaurants in that area, which is a magnet for locals and tourists who have a lot of money or expense accounts.
You know, this area is so transient with tourists and locals, and you get to see all different kinds of people in the bar. Upstairs, it's a little bit more tranquil, not really quiet, but a nice, cool atmosphere.
Marco Di Benedetto, executive chef of the new Bellevue, right there at the corner of Rush and Bellevue in the Viagra Triangle. From the farm to your belly, today's National Cherry Cobbler Day and National Walnut Day. I'm Steve Alexander, and that's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.